Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, we're going to explore the coffee scene down in New Zealand, a wonderful surprise on a recent trip down under. New Zealand is a former British colony that only separated from the mother country in 1926. The English brought their church, language, left-side driving, and tea sipping to this beautiful place. Tea rooms dominated the hot drink culture until the arrival of American soldiers and European refugees during World War II, when coffee was finally introduced. Unfortunately, instant coffee ruled until about 30 years ago, when the Kiwis decided to get serious about their caffeine. They not only embraced freshly roasted and ground coffee, cappuccinos, and lattes, they also created their own variations. Today, good coffee is available from the largest cities to the smallest hamlets. My husband and I knew it was serious coffee territory upon arriving at our first hotel. The coffee maker was a French press, a far cry from the usual Mr. Coffee. The hotel even provided a small carton of milk upon check-in. A hot water pot made it easy to prepare fresh, strong coffee in the morning. This pattern continued with almost all of our hotels. The nicest surprise was the discovery of the flat white, long black, and short black. Not the most romantic of names, but quite descriptive. These drinks are available in Australia and New Zealand, and both countries claim their origin. They are the Kiwis' own variations of the cappuccino, espresso, and Americano. The flat white is the most popular coffee drink down under. It is made with one shot of espresso in Australia and two in New Zealand. Milk is steamed enough to generate wet microfoam, that wonderful creamy topping to a good cappuccino. The milk is poured from the bottom of the pitcher into a petite tulip cup, followed by a small layer of microfoam. It has less milk than a latte, less foam than a cappuccino, and is strong, but not uncomfortably so. I loved it immediately. A long black reverses the preparation of an Americano. Water is steamed and poured into the coffee cup. Two shots of espresso are then poured over the water, thus preserving the crema, or foam. If you must have dairy, a very small pitcher of steamed milk will be served to the side. The short black, well, it's really a South Pacific name for a shot of espresso. These drinks so dominate New Zealand that the local Starbucks and McDonald's have added them to their menu. It is hard to describe the pervasiveness of coffee in New Zealand today. Every small town has at least one coffee house, and often more. With no significant local coffee chains, most coffee places are individually owned and operated. Full of Beans, Express Yourself, The Grind, Coffee Break, Divan Coffee, name some of the smaller shops. New England's baristas have placed in the top 10 at the world's barista competition since 2002. And for the visiting coffee lovers, a website, Zest, offers a guide to the top cafes and an explanation of New Zealand coffee terminology. Kiwis themselves are happy to talk about coffee. My van driver took Akaroa on the South Island, discovered fresh ground coffee through a boyfriend's influence, and was quite aware of the difference a good barista can make in the preparation of drinks. She even knew low-fat milk frothed as well as, or better than, that of whole milk. During a phone inquiry, the owner of a kayaking operation in Okerea, a tiny spot on the Tasman Sea, boasted of his kayaks and great coffee. He was right on both counts. And in Nelson, an artistic town, an artist first shared valuable information on the history of coffee houses in New Zealand and the location of the best coffee roasters before he talked about his art. Coffee is promoted even outside traditional coffee houses. A sign advertising Trudy's Bar on the Beach in Akaroa touted the following: fantastic view, great coffee. Only in New Zealand would a waterfront bar boast of coffee rather than its beer. As with any novel drink, the flat white and its cousins have circled the globe and are now available in Great Britain, where many Kiwis and Aussie expats live. In fact, Britons themselves are discovering the new coffee variations. The English company Costa Coffee reports almost a 10% increase in sales since the recent introduction of the flat white. New York also now has a few coffee houses which can supply their local Antipodeans. Hopefully, it won't be long before we all will have these wonderful new coffee options without the need of 15 hours of flying time.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.